We're CJMQ and we're talking with Emily. And Emily, you're a singer, songwriter, and even a photographer. And
yep.
Coming to Centennial Theater this Saturday, so that's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
It is. Have you been in the region before?
I have not. No, I've only ever been to Montreal and Quebec, so.
Okay. Well, it should be a treat because the Centennial Theater is a great place to perform. Now, you grew up in Markham, Ontario, and you're based in Toronto right now?
That's right.
Okay. Now, what got you into the singing business?
What put me into the singing business?
Yeah.
Well, I have a really musical family. My dad plays guitar, sings, and writes songs, and my mom is really musical as well, and my brother ended up playing guitar, and now he's a music teacher, so it kind of was destined to happen that way. And I'm just such a music lover that it just sort of happened naturally. I discovered I could sing, and then I eventually wanted to learn to play guitar. And then from there, I started writing songs and then eventually started performing them.
Well, that sounds great. So definitely coming from a musical family. Now, did you perform and sing at a young age?
I didn't, actually. Actually, when I was really young, strangely enough, I had really, really bad stage fright.
Mm-hmm.
And I could never sing really in front of people. And it wasn't until I was about 21 years old that I even set foot on a stage for the first time.
Okay, 21, so you've overcome the stage fright then, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you perform a lot during the year?
I do. Right now we're in the middle of, we're actually just doing pre-production for my next album right now, so we're not touring constantly, but this is a nice little break that we're taking to do some shows.
Oh, it sounds great,
weekend.
And we're so glad you're coming to the area. Now, I believe you have 3 albums to date?
No, I only have 1 full-length album.
Okay.
I did release a couple of EPs earlier in my career, but they're very hard to come by now.
In 2004, The Waiting Room, 2005, The Sneak Peek. Now, the big one was Never Just a Dream. That was released in 2008, and then it was picked up by a label and re-released in 2009.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And I have a copy here. So it's actually, I love the cover too. It makes me think of Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, that's very true. The red and the hearts.
All right. And it's called Never Just a Dream. Now, in 2006, actually, and in 2008, you suffered some health problems. Would you like to tell us about that?
Well, in 2006, I discovered that I had a lump on my thyroid gland, which actually has nothing to do with your vocal cords except for its very close proximity to your vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I found out I had to have surgery to have it removed, the surgeon, you know, casually asked me, you know, you're not a professional singer, are you? And I obviously I was terrified and said that I was, and he had to tell me that there was a chance, a small chance, but a chance all the same, that that they could slice a nerve by accident that would cause vocal cord paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was really nothing I could do but fingers crossed and do the surgery, and luckily everything came out okay.
For sure, yeah.
About a year after that, I was in the middle of recording Never Just a Dream, and I was having trouble hitting some high notes, and I didn't really know why that was happening, so I saw a specialist, and it turned out that I had a vocal cord polyp, and that had to be removed with microsurgery, and then I had to sort of rehabilitate my voice from that point on, and then I did the vocals that you actually hear on the album.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually after surgery, those vocals.
That's amazing. How hard was the rehabilitation?
Well, I had to do a week of silence, and that was an interesting social experiment in a way. And I had a lot of help from family and friends and that kind of thing. But after that, there was some speech therapy and some actual vocal lessons, because I had never formally trained my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think that I may have been damaging it over time. And now at this point, I've corrected my technique and that sort of thing. So so things are good.
That's good. Vocal lessons, very important. I've heard that from a lot of other singers. Now, along these problems and everything, did you get more encouragement or some discouragement along the way too? Or?
No, I had a lot of encouragement. I think, I took it as, you know, sort, I don't want to say a test of faith, but sort of like just a challenge of, you know, how mm-hmm. how much do you want this? Because I've sort of been proposed with the possibility of not saying again twice, and have overcome them both times. And I think it's definitely made me a stronger person, and also appreciate what I have more.
Mm-hmm. Now, Never Just a Dream, you named the title, or did somebody else name it?
I did name it, yeah.
So did this have anything to do with your dream of becoming a singer or getting
through
all this?
It did a little bit. Yeah, it did. I mean, anyone that I ever meet who finds out that I'm doing what I do, that, just as a singer, people are always so fascinated by the fact that I am, you know, chasing a dream. Saying that when people meet me and find out what I do, they're always just really interested to hear about someone who's following their dream. And, you know, the music business is definitely a tough nut to crack. But I always encourage anyone else that I meet that they should definitely do the same, because why else are we here, right?
That's so true. Yeah.
And so that's why that song, there's a song on there that's called Never Just a Dream, and that just seemed to be the most fitting title for where I was at the time.
Right, and Never Just a Dream, I think that should be a philosophy that we all live by, because so many of us get discouraged from our dreams and
absolutely.
We don't really become our full selves.
I agree.
Right. Now, do you have any favorite tunes on the album?
Yeah, I still really love Until We Meet Again. That's one of my favorite ones, mm-hmm. the last song.
Okay. And a couple of the songs, I think one was picked up for a movie. One was used on a movie in 2010.
Yeah.
And
That Sinking Feeling.
Okay. And the other one was in an episode of Degrassi?
Yeah, Flow. Flow was in Degrassi. That was really neat.
Okay, that is neat, too. Now, your music, it's been compared to K.D. Lang, Norah Jones. What do you think?
I can see why people use those comparisons. I mean, I'm completely flattered by them. I think those the people that I get compared to always I'm fans of their voices and that sort of thing. So, I don't think that I really sound like those people musically, but I can see vocally where the comparison comes in.
Okay. Now, I've read that your music is kind of folk, it's pop, it's blues, it's jazz, it's indie. So definitely a lot of crossovers.
Yeah, I think that with that album, it was a lot more eclectic than where I'm sort of going now. I think that I've kind of honed it to be maybe more like three genres instead of eight.
mm-hmm.
And now the next album is going to be a little bit more, definitely upbeat overall, a little bit more rock and pop, and a little bit actually more country soul. And so the jazz isn't as present, I would say, this time around.
That sounds really interesting. When is mm-hmm. this next album due?
This will be out, hoping the first week of July this year.
Oh, I'm excited. Good.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for it yet?
I don't have the name for it yet. I have a couple of ideas, but I haven't settled on anything yet. We're just in pre-production, and studio starts in February.
Okay, that sounds like a really exciting project this winter, then.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been so much fun this far, so I can't wait to actually get in the studio.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, you're coming to Centennial Theater. That is this Saturday. So that's going to be a great show, too, Emily.
Yeah, we're all really excited.
Oh, good. Do you have a band, or are you
I
solo?
Do.
Okay,
I
you
do.
Have a band.
I have a full band.
Okay, that's great. Good. How long has the band been with you?
My drummer and my guitar player have been with me for almost 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And my bass player has been with me for about a year and a half.
Okay, great.
So we're all good friends.
Good. Now, one of your songs or the album was chosen at the 9th Annual Independent Music Awards as the best love song. Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that was song? Until We Meet Again.
Until We Meet Again. Okay, no wonder it's one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Good times with that. Great. So Centennial Theater, now the tickets are $25 if you happen to be a senior citizen, 16 and over, or a student with an ID. The price is only $15, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So any other plans coming up, Emily?
No, just these shows, and then we're going into the studio, and then we'll be probably back performing again in the spring.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it. Now, did I miss out anything? Anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to add that we have actually a special guest artist from Toronto is opening the show, and his name is Peter Katz.
Oh, that sounds like a great act,
and he's
too.
He's amazing. We're really lucky. Yeah. So it's going to be a great bill.
Oh, that's going to be great. He's great, too. Now, a website that we can go to find out some more information, maybe?
Yep, it's www.emma-lee.com, emma-lee.com.
Okay, and are you on Facebook and Twitter?
I'm on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, anywhere that the internet has music websites, you can find me, YouTube, all that.
Good. And your album, can some of the songs be downloaded from iTunes? Or?
Never Just a Dream is available at iTunes, and you can also order it in any music store, and HMV, anything like that.
Oh, that's great. Good. Well, we're really looking forward to the show and wish you all the luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, take care.
Steady roll, and like a jukebox on the fritz, you're running out of hits. And I don't know if anybody told you so. You're like a foxhole in the war, I couldn't ask for more. Night is calling, hours have come. What may you just smile and say? Just for my